In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. Alif Lam Mim. Byzantium has been vanquished in a nearby territory, but following their defeat, they will be victors in a few years. All command belongs to Allah before and after, and on that day, the faithful will rejoice at Allah's help. He helps whomever He wishes, and He is the Almighty, the All-Merciful. This is a promise of Allah. Allah does not break His promise, but most people do not know. They know just an outward aspect of the life of the world, but they are oblivious of the hereafter. Have they not reflected on their own souls? Allah did not create the heavens and the earth, and whatever is between them, except with the truth and for a specified term. Indeed, many of the people disbelieve in the encounter with their Lord. Have they not traveled in the land so that they may observe how was the fate of those who were before them? They were more powerful than them, and they plowed the earth and developed it more than they have developed it. Their apostles brought them manifest proofs, so it was not Allah who wronged them, but it was they who used to wrong themselves. Then the fate of those who committed misdeeds was that they denied the signs of Allah, and they used to deride them. Allah originates the creation, then He will bring it back, then you will be brought back to Him. And when the hour sets in, the guilty will despair. None of those whom they ascribed as partners to Allah will intercede for them, and they will disavow their partners. The day the hour sets in, they will be divided on that day. As for those who have faith and do righteous deeds, they shall be in a garden, rejoicing. But as for those who were faithless and denied our signs and the encounter of the hereafter, they will be brought to the punishment. So glorify Allah when you enter evening and when you rise at dawn. To Him belongs all praise in the heavens and the earth, at nightfall and when you enter noontime. He brings forth the living from the dead, and brings forth the dead from the living, and revives the earth after its death. Likewise you too shall be raised from the dead. Of His signs is that He created you from dust, then behold, you are humans scattering all over. And of His signs is that He created for you mates from your own selves, that you may take comfort in them. And He ordained affection and mercy between you. There are indeed signs in that for a people who reflect. Among His signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the difference of your languages and colors. There are indeed signs in that for those who know. And of His signs is your sleep by night and day, and your pursuit of His grace. There are indeed signs in that for a people who listen. And of His signs is that He shows you the lightning, arousing fear and hope, and He sends down water from the sky, and with it revives the earth after its death. There are indeed signs in that for a people who apply reason. And of His signs is that the sky and the earth stand by His command, and then when He calls you forth from the earth, behold, you will come forth. To Him belongs whoever is in the heavens and the earth. All are obedient to Him. It is He who originates the creation, and then He will bring it back, and that is more simple for Him. His is the loftiest description in the heavens and the earth, and He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. He draws for you an example from yourselves. Do you have among your slaves any partners who may share in what we have provided you, so that you are equal in its respect, and you revere them as you revere one another? Thus do we elaborate the signs for a people who apply reason. Rather, the wrongdoers follow their own desires without any knowledge. So who will guide those whom Allah has led astray? They will have no helpers. So set your heart on the religion as a people of pure faith, the origination of Allah, according to which He originated mankind. There is no altering Allah's creation. That is the upright religion, but most people do not know. Turning to Him in penitence, and be wary of Him, and maintain the prayer, and do not be among the polytheists. Of those who split up their religion, and became sects, each faction exulting in what it possessed. When distress befalls people, they supplicate their Lord, turning to Him in penitence. Then, when He lets them taste His mercy, behold, a part of them ascribe partners to their Lord, being ungrateful toward what we have given them. So let them enjoy, soon they will know. Have we sent down to them any authority which might speak of what they associate with him? And when we let people taste our mercy, they exult in it. But should an ill visit them because of what their hands have sent ahead, behold, they become despondent. Do they not see that Allah expands the provision for whomever He wishes and tightens it? There are indeed signs in that for a people who have faith. Give the relative his right, and the needy and the traveler as well. That is better for those who seek Allah's pleasure, and it is they who are the felicitous. That which you give in usury in order that it may increase people's wealth does not increase with Allah. But what you pay as zakat seeking Allah's pleasure, it is they who will be given a manifold increase. It is Allah who created you, and then He provided for you. Then He makes you die, then He will bring you to life. Is there anyone among your partners who does anything of that kind? Immaculate is he and exalted above having any partners that they ascribe to him. Corruption has appeared in land and sea because of the doings of the people's hands, that he may make them taste something of what they have done, so that they may come back. Say, travel over the land and then observe how was the fate of those who were before you, most of whom were polytheists. So set your heart on the upright religion, before there comes a day irrevocable from Allah. On that day they shall be split into various groups. Whoever is faithless shall face the consequences of his faithlessness, and those who act righteously only prepare for their own souls, that he may reward those who have faith and do righteous deeds out of his grace. Indeed, he does not like the faithless. And of his signs is that he sends the winds as bearers of good news, and to let you taste of his mercy, and that the ships may sail by his command, and that you may seek of his grace, and so that you may give him thanks. Certainly we sent apostles to their people before you, and they brought them manifest proofs. Then we took vengeance upon those who were guilty, and it was a must for us to help the faithful. It is Allah who sends the winds, then they raise a cloud, then He spreads it as He wishes in the sky, and forms it into fragments, whereat you see the rain issuing from its midst. Then when He strikes with it whomever of His servants that He wishes, behold, they rejoice. And indeed they had, before it was sent down upon them, been despondent earlier. So observe the effects of Allah's mercy, how He revives the earth after its death. Indeed, He is the reviver of the dead, and He has power over all things. And if we send a wind, and they see it turn yellow, they will surely become ungrateful after that. Indeed, you cannot make the dead hear, nor can you make the deaf hear the call when they turn their backs upon you. Nor can you lead the blind out of their error. You can make hear only those who have faith in our signs, and thus have submitted. It is Allah who created you from a state of weakness, then He gave you power after weakness. Then after power He ordained weakness and old age. He creates whatever He wishes, and He is the all-knowing, the all-powerful. And on the day when the hour sets in, the guilty will swear that they had remained only for an hour. That is how they were used to lying in the world. But those who were given knowledge and faith will say, certainly you remained in Allah's book until the day of resurrection. This is the day of resurrection, but you did not know. On that day the excuses of the wrongdoers will not benefit them, nor will they be asked to propitiate Allah. Certainly we have drawn for mankind in this Qur'an every kind of parable. Indeed, if you bring them a sign, the faithless will surely say, you are nothing but fabricators. Thus does Allah seal the hearts of those who do not know. So be patient, Allah's promise is indeed true, and do not let yourself be upset by those who have no conviction.